Hey, what's up, everybody? It's right inside the 2 o'clock hour on the Monday afternoon, right here in the city of Muskegon, the rainy, gloomy city of Muskegon. Anybody else just want to go take a nap right now? Like, crawl up under your desk, punch out, go home, take a nap. That's what I want to do. I swear, it's just the rain. That's exactly what's going to happen when I leave today. I'm going and get in the bed. So, want to welcome everybody to the show today. On the show today, I have two very talented, bright women here in the city of Muskegon who are, you know, always giving back to the community. First up, wait, where'd she go? Hold on. Fatima, you there?
You hear me, Jen?
I hear you. I don't see you no more, though.
Oh, God. It's the camera here.
All right. So while they're figuring that out, I can hear you, though. So the people just on watching the live can't see you. So as long as we can hear you, that's okay.
Okay.
All right. So you were just recently named teacher. There you go.
Hey, I'm here. I'm here.
just recently named Teacher of the Week by WZZM. What was that about? What was that like?
Surprising.
And oh, good. Do you know who nominated you?
No, they would not tell me. Okay. They just told me some of the things that were said about me. So I was, you know, humbled by it.
Okay.
But very, very surprised.
Well, good. It's well deserved. So this year at Muskegon High School, where you've been a teacher for how long?
This will be my sixth year.
Sixth year.
I've been teaching for about 17 years.
Good. So this year there was a new class added to the curriculum. Can you tell us a little bit about that class and what your role in it is?
Okay. So this year they added African American history as one of the classes at Muskegon High School.
So it's a whole class, not just talked about for a month.
Oh, no.
It
started off as being just for one semester, then they ended up enhancing that and making it for the whole year. So I was excited about that. It is now in its pilot phase. So, you know, it's like the trial era. But so far, things have been going so well. I'm currently working on the curriculum for that case study. So things has been going well. The kids have taken to it well.
Good.
And, you know, I have enjoyed it myself.
Good. Well, that's good. I think that that's definitely needed, you know, year round, especially when you're in a school district where, you know, it's more diverse, I guess I would say, which Muskegon Public Schools is. So good job. Good work there. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, me too. My kid, I have children in MPS, so I don't plan on going anywhere anytime soon. So you'll see them in about 2 years, I think.
Okay.
They're still in middle school. So so you have a project that you're working with for your students. So that, you know, is the reason why I wanted to have you come on today.
Okay.
To discuss that a little bit. So congratulations on receiving
the grant to get
it taken care of. But your vision is to send them to, or take them to, I'm sorry, the museum in Detroit. So how can people help you out with that? Well, first of all, what made you think of, you know, doing that?
Okay, so, you know, when I was in school, you know, it wasn't that long ago, but
for us both, yeah.
It was so crazy because when I was younger, we would go places to different museums. And, you know, I have to say, I really thought I was a long way away. I thought I was, you know, far when we was just really in Muskegon. Mm-hmm. And when I went there, it kind of sparked this interest. So those things that I was taught, you know, because then we only was taught, you know, that African-American history probably, you know, kind of behind me, I'm sorry, for about a month. You know,
yes.
And so
even in the school district that we went to, it just didn't seem like it was enough, even though we had a lot of leaders and teachers who looked like us and, you know, exposed us to things that we would not have been exposed to in other districts. I don't think it was talked about enough. Yeah.
Enough. Right. And so going to those different places, it sparked my interest. Like, oh, we did this. Oh, we developed this. And so from that point, I really do believe sometime when you step outside of the classroom, mm-hmm. you learn even more. So those foundational things that you were given in the beginning, it kind of brings everything to life. And that, right. that light bulb just clicks. And I'm hoping that that is the same experience that is given to the kids when they embark upon this journey. And it just enhances them and give them that urge and that hunger to want and learn even more about themselves.
Right. Absolutely. And where are you taking them?
I'm taking them to the Charles Wright African-American Museum in Detroit.
All right.
It's awesome.
Yes. I haven't been to that one. I've gone to the National Freedom Center in Cincinnati. And if you mm-hmm. haven't been to that one, that is a remarkable museum. It's very moving. I went when I lived in Cincinnati, of course, but on a field trip with my nieces, like, I was the one that always went on field trips and stuff like that with them. So,
did you get the kids? Did you get the kids' responses? How did they act emotionally, and how did they take everything in?
It was a good experience for them. I think a lot of them, you know, because of course, you know, we raise our kids different now, mm-hmm. and they just don't understand or know like what got us here. You know what I'm saying? And what people had to sacrifice and what the struggle was. And, you know, and even a lot of us don't learn it until we're much older.
Right.
You know, younger, we're taught about slavery. You know what I'm saying? And
it's more than that.
More than that. Yeah, it's definitely more than that. So the group that I had, I mean, like I said, my nieces are grown now, so. I'm gonna tell my age, I guess, a little bit. But I was in my early 20s, so probably about 20 years ago. And so, and I know that museum has developed so much more since I, you know, was last there. But even then, there was like an area where you could go and watch a short film. Mm-hmm. They had an actual like home. That was actually taken from someplace, I think down in Kentucky or something like that. And then people that don't know, like Cincinnati was a major crossing point in the Underground Railroad. So the museum is like right on the Ohio River. And it was just a moving experience. Like I said, even for the kids, they just didn't, I guess, really know, you right. know, all it was and all that went into people getting away and finding and making a new home and life for their families and how important that was.
Yeah. And so that is the goal. My goal is to take them there and expose them to different things, just like it was to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the grant from Community Foundation. I was so excited about
Congratulations.
And so I did tell, I told some of the students and they were excited about it. So I am now working on just the part where, you know, because we all have to eat, because that's a long, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah. They going to Detroit in style, yeah. though. You know what I'm saying? But
we're working on that part. We're working on trying to get funding for to provide them with lunch, because I don't want the students to have to pay for anything. That's right. my goal, you know. And I am so passionate about providing them with the knowledge, because I do believe that old cliche, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. I believe that. And not just for, you know, African-American students, but also all students. I think if we learn more about each other,
mm-hmm.
we won't have so much of the violence or the racist thoughts against one another.
Right.
And I think that's why it's so important for this knowledge to be poured into them, so that generation that we see coming up now and other generations behind them will have respect for everyone's culture.
Right Because I'm gonna say, we you know, this generation coming up is something different.
But then, you know, if they learn their background, then they know, okay, this is how things should be done, this is right. what I should be thankful for, and this is what mm-hmm. I should hold on to and appreciate right now, you know, they taking it for granted because they don't know how hard people worked.
Yes.
To give you these privileges, not just them, me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you appreciate something, you handle it with care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we talk about, home ownership too, you know.
Yeah.
And how important that is, you know, if it's yours, you want to take care of it.
You take care of it.
Yeah. You guys, and like she just said, knowledge is power. And that even goes for adults as well. You know, the more you know, the better off you are. You gotta, you know, learn about different cultures and different backgrounds for people. And
because kids teach you, you know, someone told me, like, if you teach a child how to read, you have taught a generation, because they spread that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know, they spread their knowledge. They be so excited about something. It was the younger generations that made those changes, that took those chances.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can spark their interest, then they willing to go out there and take those necessary risks,
mm-hmm,
for the betterment of everybody.
To become better, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to think about it, too. These are the people who are going to be our leaders in the community when we old and retired,
mm-hmm,
and want to sit down and ready to sit down as the older people say.
Yep.
Yeah. These are the people that, you know, are going to have the community's best interest at heart. So, mm-hmm, you know, we got to teach them now. Lord, teach them now.
They're so fun. The students are so fun. And like I told them, I say, you know, I am your teacher, but you also teach me, mm-hmm, as well. And so I learned from them just their response to some of the lessons we go through and the excitement that they get and have when we're going on this journey. So it's almost like we're taking a journey together.
Good. Yeah, I never looked at it like that, but now that you say that, because I learned a lot from my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, my son called me a boomer, and I almost really popped this man upside his head. I'm like, I am not that old.
I'm always asking them, okay, what that mean? They're like, okay, Miss Robinson, this mean this. Now they got right. Now they got me saying, oh, bro, that's my thing.
Oh, bro.
And then it's so funny because when they say something, they be waiting for me to say it. And they say, you know, I said, I got you. Next time.
So the community can help you in feeding these children, mm-hmm, on this field trip, correct? So how can, if anybody, you know, wants to donate, how can they get that to you?
They can email me or they can call me. My number is 231-220-8331. I am in a process of setting up a Facebook page for the trip. Since I got the grant, I can go ahead and get everything rolling. Mm-hmm. I submitted all the paperwork. So waiting on that to get approved, because, you know, we have to follow the proper guidelines for everything.
Right. Absolutely.
And so basically just reaching me, emailing me. My email address is froberson@mpsk12.net.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, y'all, she's doing a great thing for our scholars in Muskegon Public Schools. And like I said, congratulations on getting this class and getting that grant. And then, you know what? Before we go, though, or before I let you go, I want to talk about your business, too, because not only is she a educator, which is so important, but she is also an entrepreneur. So this lady be working. This lady be working and does a wonderful job. So before we go, tell everyone about what your business is as well.
Okay, so my business is Exquisite Dreams, and that happened from my husband pushing me, because I always like to do it. I like arts. I like history and I like the arts, wherever it is at. And so, and I love working with my hands. So I used to do it for a short period of time. And my husband was like, babe, you're pretty all right at this. You're good at this. And I was like, well, you know, because I'm always a background person. I don't like to be, you know, out front. So this radio station is a big one for me.
Jim. Girl, me too. Don't.
So
me too.
He pushed me and, I finally said, okay, I think I can do this. And so we got into it. And right now we're up and running. We've been running Exquisite Dreams for about 3 years. And right. You know what? I appreciate everyone that has solicited my business and called me. And I enjoy every last phone call, even the inquiries, I enjoy because again, it's teaching me.
Yes.
So when you stop learning, you stop growing.
Yes. And so if people want to take a look at your work, what do you have, a Facebook page or social media stream?
Exquisite Dreams Facebook page. You can go and you can look at all my creations. I call them creations now. And what I do is when you come to me, you can set up your first consultation, and then we go ahead and create. I find out what you want, and we create your design. So everything is pretty much tailored to an individual.
What they want
is set, because everybody is different.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, once again, guys, if you, you know, have a can find it in your heart to donate to feeding these children while they're on this field trip, because again, she wants to make this completely cost free for the students. So again, Fatima, can you give them your information to get in contact with you?
My number is 231-220-8331, or you could email me at froberson@mpsk12.net, or my personal email, mckinfati43@gmail.com. And just remember, just think of it as like you invested into a future.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, invest in the kids, you know, other than your own.
Yeah, they they all ours anyway.
They are. That's true.
I mean, it takes.
That is true. That's true. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Fatima, for taking the time out today. Good luck with everything. When is the field trip?
The field trip, the targeted goal is May 6th.
May 6th. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys got some time, but the sooner the better, so she knows, you know, where she at and can meet the needs for the kids and for the rest of the trip. So
Right now, May 6th, we just waiting on approval and doing, you know, filing the proper paperwork and things. But the biggest thing was the money, and think that was a blessing.
Good. Well, I'm good. Good. I mean, I'm glad that you got that grant. So that's what's up. All right. Well, thank you again, Fatima. Again, like if you want to donate to her, you can get in contact with her. If you want to book her for her business, because she is an entrepreneur as well, you could check out Exquisite Dreams on Facebook and see her work, and you know, see if she has an opening on your calendar. There's a lot of people getting married and stuff, and birthday parties, and and she does it all. She does really nice work. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Fatima. You have a good day. We are going to take a quick break and come back with our next guest, Miss Larissa Kirksey. So y'all keep it locked right here, 103.7 The Beat.
The second annual I Am Her Feminine Hygiene Drive, supporting young ladies from Ghana, Africa, in need of everyday essentials and feminine hygiene products, was a great success. Thanks to the generosity of our community and organizations like Period.org, Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, Camphident Cosmetics, Muskegon Heights Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta, Inc., and everyone who made a contribution, hundreds of young ladies and village members received essential items. The community made a lasting impact with more than 10,000 sanitation items donated. If you would like to help, donations can be made year-round by dropping off items in the donation shed at the Mason Wright Media Center, located at 1877 Peck Street, or making a contribution to paypal.me/1037thebeat. For more information, call 231-727-5007. Thank you for supporting I Am Her Foundation.
All right. What's up, everybody? We're back on Making Moves Monday right here on 103.7 to me. I don't know what happened to my screen. I look a little weird, but so welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. I am going to bring my next guest, Miss Larissa Kirksey, into the room. Hey, Larissa, you on mute, babe. All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear
me? I can. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. So you have an annual event coming up. Yes. How many years have you been doing this?
This is my second Easter egg hunt.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
I've been doing the trunk or treat It's a treat.
Yeah. So listen, at the end of the day, the point is the girl be busy, okay, with community events. And so she, does an annual trunk or treat. And then this is the second year for the Easter egg hunt. So, which I think is beautiful. Back in the day, we used to have a lot of them. Like, you'll have a whole bag full of candy and money. Yep. And, yeah. So
I remember.
Yeah. So tell everybody about what you have going on.
Well, right now is just, of course, you know, it's the annual Easter egg hunt. I'm trying to, the goal is to give away 8 bikes.
Okay.
For the kiddos, 2 in each age bracket. So that'd be like a 20-inch, 16-inch, a 12-inch, and, you know, one of the little big wheel tricycle bikes for the you know, the little babies. But that's our goal. But I just want to keep the community, you know, pushing and moving forward when it comes down to the kids, you know, because it's so much going on. And I know, I remember growing up, like you said, we did all of that, you know. I grew up on Jackson Hill. So it was always a barbecue going on at the center, somebody's backyard, you know, but we was, you know, knitted tight community. And we don't have that anymore. We don't have that anymore. Everybody is for self. Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to them babies, we got to be a community, you know. It takes a village. It takes a village. And that's how I was brought up. So that's what I want to continue to do. You know, my dad had... He was with the Project Agape for many years, you know what I'm saying?
Who's your dad, for the people that don't know?
Reverend Gregory Kirksey.
The late Reverend Gregory Kirksey, yes.
Yes.
New Hope Baptist Church. Yeah, I remember him. We used to fellowship. Yeah. I went to John Wesley. So we used to fellowship with New Hope all the time. Him and the pastor at the time, Reverend Spigner, were, I mean, thick as thieves, right?
Yes. So, yes, you know, so I just want to keep the legacy going, you know, with this whole, with Can Do Services, because that's what he named it, you know, so that we're just moving that forward with these projects, you know. I want to, hopefully, one day of the, you know, years to come, it'll be bigger than just me and my 4 sisters and my few close friends that's, you know, putting in, helping me do what I got to do, because right now, you know, it's just us. You know, we get bits and pieces of donations, but, you know, I would rather it be more of a community, you know, since it is for the community. It is for our children. I do it for the kids, you know. It's not for me. It's not for me to feel, you know, like I'm being better than somebody. It's not that. I'm not doing it for the attention. I'm doing it to see the smiles on the baby's faces, because even though we go to work as parents, a lot of us are single parents. Mm-hmm. We can't afford all the better things, you know what I'm saying? So stuff like this, with like donating bikes and gift cards and free events, is helping a single parent.
Yes.
You know, it's helping. In,
especially when you got multiple children. I mean, I have 3. So I have 3 kids. And like I, excuse me. And like I always say, like, you know, it's, when you're doing things for the right reason, you know, the money will come, the donations will come. A lot of the projects that I've, you know, started doing, I ain't got money to do them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But when people see that your heart is in the right place, I'm telling you, like, I always tell people, I don't expect to get paid or anything, but the blessings always come, like always. It's never been a time when it didn't happen. So
and that's all. You got to just keep the faith. You got to keep the faith.
That's right. Pushing, that's it, child. So when is the Easter egg hunt?
The Easter egg hunt is April 16th, from 3 to 5. At the Smith Rising Center, 650 Wood Street, I believe. Don't quote me on the address, but it's
at the y'all know where Smith Rising at. At the center. It's at the center, y'all.
Yes.
Down on Jackson Hill.
No, for real, because I don't know. So don't quote me on the address, for real. But it's on the 16th, that Saturday, because mm-hmm. Easter is that Sunday. So it's that Saturday.
Okay. All right, cool. And what can people help you with? What type of donations do you need to make this successful?
Right now we need Easter baskets. I got a few women making those special baskets, you know, the really pretty ones. You know, I got a few women making those for me. So those would be raffled off to the kiddos, and we're going to try to send some more kiddos home with Easter baskets and candy, juices, you know, just stuff that you can give away, gift cards, whatever mm-hmm. somebody want to donate. Donations is appreciated. They welcome. If not, just bring the babies out, bring the kiddos out to have fun, take pictures with the Easter bunny.
Okay.
You know, yeah, we got some things going on this year. I got a few people pinching in, so that's y'all don't want to miss it.
So what's planned for the day? What kind of events or activities?
We got the Easter egg hunt. We got the giveaways, and we got some what is it? I had spoke with someone who do the like the party accessories, like the cotton candy machine, smoke cones, popcorn, all that good stuff. You know. Train ride. So we're gonna try to fit all of this in
to 2 hours. Hey, listen though, pack it into them 2 hours, get them babies good and tired.
Okay, so please be there promptly, because I'm trying to make sure everybody enjoy their time. You know, I mean if you want to stay later, it's a public park, you can do whatever you want to do, but you know, as far as the program goes, we're going to try to stick to this 3 to 5.
3 to 5. So y'all get there on time. Leave the house at 2:30. But if people want to get donations to you, Larissa, how can they do that?
You can get in contact with me on either Facebook page, preferably my DM, because I'm blocked. So
Larissa That's right.
Kirksey, yes. So Larissa Kirksey or Honey Lopez, and or you can call me, text me. My number is 231-329-2994. That is also on the flyer. If somebody want to cash at me, you can cash at me.
What's your cash at?
Larissa Kirksey.
Larissa Kirk, money sign, yes. Dollar sign, Larissa yes. Kirksey.
Yes. Oh, and tell Miss Robertson that Can Do Services has $100 for the field trip. So we're
gonna thank you.
Yes. All right.
There we go, y'all. That's what's up, Bessie. That's how it works right there. One person helping another person, that person helps somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. All right, Fatima, if you still listening, she got a hundo for you.
Yes,
to help feed them babies on that field trip. All right. So again, the Easter egg hunt is April the 16th, right? Yes. 16th. Yep. At Smith Ryerson Center, right there on Jackson Hill. Y'all know where it's at, regardless of the address. Yes. Y'all know where it's at the bottom of the hill, across from the old Frebel School. Some of y'all went there. and it's from 3 to 5 p.m. And so Larissa, you know, is doing this out of the kindness of her heart, like she said, trying to continue her father's legacy, the late great Reverend Gregory Kirksey. So that's what it's all about, you know, keeping the legacy going and just giving back to the community. Again, Larissa, can you tell them how they can get donations to you? And you're taking just about any type of donations, right? Food?
Yes.
Candy?
We got food. We got the food. So as far as the food, you know, probably the hot dog buns, because we're doing hot dogs. She's doing something quick.
Okay.
So we just need the hot dog buns, some juices, some chips, candy, the Easter baskets. You know, if you want to donate for a bite, you could do a bite. You can donation for a bite, because we still got to get them.
Okay.
But either one of my Facebooks, it's up and running. Just DM me. You can cash at me at $LarissaKirksey. Text me, call me at 231-329-2994. I'm not picky. So if it's just $10, $5,
it adds up. For sure. All right. And then you also recently started a podcast. What brought that on?
This guy that is a mutual friend between me and my my kid's dad, he always tell me, like, you know, you be talking, so you might as well let people listen to you. And I was like, okay, whatever. So he was on my head about it for a minute. So I just ended up doing it, and it's a pretty much wide range of topics. I don't have a specific goal for nothing. It's just whatever my listeners want to talk about, I'm gonna talk about it. If it's a subject that they're uncomfortable with talking about but want answers for, 9 times out of 10 you're not the only person going through what you're
going
through.
That's true.
Sometimes it take a person on the outside to show you so you can see what's really going on, you know. So I don't mind being that person, you know. I'm very open, and if I gotta tell somebody how it is, I will.
Okay. There it is. Yeah. How can they catch the podcast? I know you said you blocked on Facebook right now. So when y'all be hating, it be some haters out there. Y'all be reporting people.
It's gonna be back up and running. Hopefully the first week of May, because I'm blocked for 30 days.
Oh Lord.
So the first week of May, but on Tuesday night streaming from Facebook Live. And you can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, whatever podcast streamline that you have, it'll be on there. But okay. Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. streaming live from Facebook.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Talking about the serious things. And the not so serious, because the girl funny too. So
thank you.
Well, Larissa, thank you for taking time out to come on the show today. Thank you for all you do for the community. You know, if you guys, again, y'all know this is all about making moves. So the people that come out here are definitely doing something in the community. And we want to support as much of that as possible. So thank you again, Larissa. Just keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Right. Anything we can do.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. That is all the right. Show for today. Thank you for tuning in to Making Moves Monday right here on 103.7 The Beat every Monday, right in the 2 o'clock hour. Coming up next in the 3 o'clock hour, we got the afternoon jams with PA. Y'all keep it locked right here.